Wollstonecraft's book is a book of travel writing, obviously. One of the distinctive things about it is that it uses her emotional responses as a kind of litmus test of the nature of the experience. What I mean is that although she's very interested in what she calls men's questions, that is the socioeconomic conditions of the country she's in, the relations between those countries and the very grand political events going on elsewhere in Europe around the French Revolution. Nevertheless, she always looks back at the way what she experiences impinges itself on her imagination and on what she calls her heart. This is not actually so unusual in itself. It's true that a lot of travel books, like William Cox's earlier book of Travels to Scandinavia, were often completely centred on giving a factual account of the country. But from at least the third quarter of the 18th century, there become a development in travel writing which saw that really to interest people, readers, in the places that were being visited, that those places had to be mediated through the affective responses of the writer. And that's built up even further in Wollstonecraft by using the form of letters, the epistolary form, where you get that sense of her not only recording her own emotional responses, but actually telling them responses and commenting on those responses to somebody else, who we know to have been Imlay, although he's not named as the recipient of these letters. But we do get that sense of interactivity, if you will, between this recording and responding consciousness and somebody who is not just the reader that she's speaking to about these responses, and in the process reflecting on her own emotional and mental development.